On this episode, we review Ralph Breaks VR, the newest addition to the Void at Disney Springs, as well as give an update on Coronado Springs and talk about the Executive Suite. This is episode 132 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. It is a fun and informative group, so we'd love to have you on board in that community. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. Jamie has a Trip Tales episode once a month. And coming soon, CTM at the Movies. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to book your next Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort, and I was trying to remember what the other one was, make sure you reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. It is no cost to use her services, and she will make sure she gets you the best package, the best rates. She'll help you with your ADRs, your fast passes. Really is a no-brainer. And if you want even more content every month, behind-the-scenes looks, episodes a week before other people get them, as well as vlogs, go to ctmvip.com and check out Club 32, our new subscription-based service, which will give you a ridiculous amount of content. And if you subscribe for the year, you're going to get a t-shirt, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody loves t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so today we are first going to talk about The Void, specifically Ralph Breaks VR.
Yes.
The newest addition to The Void. And then we're going to get into some updates on Coronado Springs, because we had the chance to stay there again. So if you're not familiar with The Void, this is a full sensory immersive experience with you, your friends, and family walking around inside the action. It's location-based entertainment. That means you visit one of our locations and you walk into real-time hyper-reality that combines interactive sets, real-time effects, and amazing technology. That's right off the Void's website. So when I say one of our locations, that's one of their locations. I don't have any locations. So
wish we did.
That would be cool. I want this in like our backyard or something. If you go back to episode 33, which was titled The Last Jedi Spoiler Free Weekend Review, we do talk in length about Star Wars Secret of the Empire. And I have done that several times. Rhonda has done it. Absolutely love it, but we're really going to focus on Ralph Breaks VR today. Now, this is located across from Earl of Sandwich at Disney Springs.
Next to Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Yes, correct. And right, which is right as you come out of the Lime Garage. Now, they're open. Yeah, that's the Lime one.
Oh, okay.
And we parked in Orange.
Okay.
They are open Sunday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. with last entry at 10:45 p.m. Open Friday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Last entry at 11:15 p.m. General admission, this is age 10 to plus. Why is this 10 plus?
Well, because of the stuff you have to wear, the back of the vest and the head helmet, the gear that you have to wear. I'm assuming, even though, you know, some 10-year-olds are probably as big as me, or 9-year-olds, I mean, or...
And I you think could, it's more is that you're as big as some 10-year-olds, okay, is the way we would word it.
I would say if your 9-year-old looks like a 10-year-old, yeah, or even an 8-year-old, just lie about their age. But it is a vest that even it was, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's a little heavy for me.
No, definitely is. Yeah. And I mean, the helmet, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just got a little tiny 8-year-old head, I feel like it might just fall over, but
yeah, and it kind of even falls on me, and I have to.
Yeah, like, I mean, it only tightens so much,
right?
So, and when you do sign in, you do input your date of birth, including year.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're, you know, 9 year old who's the size of a 10 year old, all of a sudden is born a year earlier, it's going to be okay. That's actually what I had to do with Kaylin when we did start. And she was 1 month away from her 10th birthday, but I just fudged it a little bit. Everything was fine. Now, the cost of this Monday through Thursday is $29.95 a person. And then Friday through Sunday, holidays and holiday weeks are going to be $32.95 per person. Now, you can buy tickets online at thevoid.com. I recommend that you do go ahead and just do it ahead of time if you know what time you plan to be there.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. You can reserve your exact time down to, I think, the half hour. It might even be down to 15 minutes. Just go ahead and do it. Most days you're probably going to be able to walk up, but why risk it? I know when Jared and I went back in May, we walked up and had to wait an hour. Like, we had to come back an hour. They put us in a future time slot. Just something you might want to do. You can walk up and they will still have tickets available for purchase, but go ahead and buy them online. Group bookings, they do have limited availability for private group bookings. So you could go to thevoid.com, find their number, reach out to them. All right, let's talk Ralph Breaks VR. And again, from their website, says it's time to break into the internet. Get ready for Ralph Breaks VR, the latest hyper reality adventure by ILM X Lab, or I guess it's Times Lab. The Void and Walt Disney Animation Studios officially opened on November 21st. In Ralph Breaks VR, you and your friends will sneak into the internet to play the newest, coolest video game ever alongside Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope von Schweetz, and have the ultimate food fight in Pancake Milkshake Diner.
Yes.
All right.
That was fun.
Let's talk Wreck-It or Ralph Breaks VR.
Okay. Let's do it.
Well, the arrival process, when you get in, you know, they checked us in, and we signed into the iPad, and then there were 6 character cards that you could pick.
Yes.
And whatever character card you pick is what you're going to look like to the other people you're playing with when you actually step into VR.
And there's a group of 4. We were lucky to only be 2 and not have to, but a lot of times 4 always go together. Like,
yeah,
one time we were paired up with 2 other people, yeah, and we were in the Star Wars.
Yep. Like, yeah, when I went the first time with Kaylin, we were not paired up. When I went with John, we were paired up. I think when I went with you and Jared, we were paired up with 4s. This time, yeah, luckily we were not. Funny enough, Tom Corliss from WDW News Today was in front of us with a group of 3, which was funny. So they did it right before us. And then, yeah, there was nobody. If there had been a group of 2 behind us, they would have paired us up. But I liked doing this one with just 2.
Yeah.
Star Wars, like when you're doing it the first time, it's neat to know everybody. If you've done it, like right, when I did it 2nd, 3rd, and even 4th time, having people I didn't know was easier because I already knew what like was coming up, I guess. So you're going to get your card, you get lined up, and you go into a little pre-show room, and there's a introduction from Ralph and Vanellope, being their standard selves, and they're basically saying that they're going to break you into the internet to play these new games.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the gist of it. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about the process of getting geared up?
Well, they bring you into another room where there's all these things like hanging, I guess, for lack of a better term. And there's also lockers. So if you have something that you want to lock up, I had my purse. We actually had sweatshirts on because it was cooler in Florida that day. And you can lock it. Some people,
yeah,
you don't have to, and they'll just know. They just want to put it in there. I think I had some stuff in there that I was like, yeah, I'm going to lock it.
We had your purse, too.
Right.
So.
But it's free to lock it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's just simple. It's a little 4-digit code, yep, just like you do in the hotel rooms now.
So then you go over to the one of the spots, I guess, that has the vest hanging, and then he tells you to put it on. And so when you're putting it on, it's still attached. So it's kind of like if anybody's ever been diving before.
Yeah, it's not like a pulley system.
Yeah, it's just where nothing's heavy yet. They've got it up, and then they drop it down, right? And then the helmet.
Yep. Yeah. Then they so they get that fitted, and there's buckles all along the front. You feel like Michael Jackson at this point. You have all these buckles. You got all these things you got to pull on and tabs, but it creates a nice snug fit, and you want a snug fit.
Yes, you do,
because it's going to be part of the game.
Yeah.
Then you get your helmet. Yeah.
And then they twist something on top and behind you to make it fit better. And you do want it to fit good, because I, being smaller, had a harder time. Sometimes I kind of like, with my glasses, kind of had to. Yeah.
And it can fit over standard glasses, too. If you're wearing eyeglasses, it will fit over.
I didn't have them, but still, like, I felt like I kept moving the.
Yeah.
The helmet, so I could see.
And again, you want a tight fit on the helmet, because if the visor, you know, the VR goggles, basically the screen is moving around, it's going to affect your gameplay. So it's not going to be as good.
And it's just a little blurry. It's not good. Yeah. So you want it to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So they line us up. Actually, they lined Tom and his group up in front of us, and we're waiting on them. And this was the first I had seen this, because any other time, I had stepped right into this waiting area, had the goggles down, and was already seeing the virtual reality world when the doors opened.
Right.
This time we saw the doors open without our visors down and saw what it looks like. And it's insane. And it's tiny. It is not what you would expect when you go through this. And I don't really want to like ruin it, I guess, but they aren't these full rooms with doors, and it's half the size of what I probably thought it was, because you actually double back through the same rooms that you don't even realize you're doing as you play the game, which is amazing. And there's no full walls. They were like, some of them were, you know, I think maybe up to maybe chest. Some were the side ones were taller, but whatever. It was kind of cool to see, but it was weird. So we get in there now. We're waiting on the door elevator looking doors to actually open so we can walk in. And as we put the visor down, we're our characters now.
Yes, and that was neat.
It was weird, and we're just
it was
creepy as all get out, because your character is just staring into my soul the whole time.
Okay,
and like it wasn't really blinking and stuff, and it was weird because it wasn't you.
Okay,
like, if you were just staring at me, it'd be fine. But it was this weird little avatar looking, you know, whatever thing. It was strange, and every time you looked down, it looked like your knees bent. So it looked like you kept. Like squatting. It was hilarious, but it was funny. These are all built with headsets inside as well. So you can talk back and forth, which is really cool. So we go in to the first section, and it really is kind of where your game starts. Vanellope's there. You're in this ship to get ready to travel into the internet, and Ralph comes along, and he's his big dopey goofy self and all, but it's going to be a series of several games that you play. Was it four in total, I want to say, because the first game, you actually are getting into the internet and you need to override the system.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So on the wall next to each of you, these buttons all appear, and they have an electricity mark, you know, your little lightning rod or lightning strike thing on them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they turn a certain color, you have to press it.
Yep.
If you press it at the wrong time, it shocks you and you feel it in your vest.
It's neat.
So you're continually hopping around trying to press.
And use your palm. Because we were using, I know I was, like just my fingers.
Yep, and that didn't work as well.
And then I used my palm more, my whole hand, and it seemed to work.
But it's, I mean, you're getting shocked and you're kind of just yelling back and forth at each other. And finally you override the system and you get in. Excuse me. You walk into the next game.
And this is the shooting that I thought on my side.
Yeah, I thought this one was a little wonky. It looked like old school, like Galactica.
Yeah.
But again, you're looking out into this space, this big grid Tron looking space, and you're interacting with guns and buttons and all, and you're watching. I mean, above you, like Galactica.
That's crazy. Cool.
It looks so freaking real. So we had that game. Now, the whole time, this is what Star Wars has been missing, is that this has scoring.
Right.
And you can actually look at your wrist and a little scorecard pops up telling you the scores, which was so, so cool. And
it was only because you were winning.
It was still cool, but it was better because I was winning. Mm-hmm. But this is the only thing I think Star Wars is missing is scoring. Now the guy did tell us afterwards that Star Wars now, after you play, you will get an email later that will tell you, I think like he said, like what your accuracy was, how many shots you took, how many stormtroopers you killed maybe. And then they actually put a bounty on your head. Huh. So it's like, hey, they're looking for you. Here's your bounty. So you could then afterwards, like, you know, I guess email back and forth with your friends or call them up and say, hey, what did you end up getting? What was your bounty? And,
right.
you know, kind of do it that way. But I'm so glad that they added scoring to this.
It was cool.
From there, you're kind of chasing Ralph and Vanellope around now because at this point, gosh, now I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but this is when you go into the pancake milkshake diner.
Oh, that was neat.
Which is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It was really cool.
You pick up a blaster at this point.
Yeah.
And it's got, you can either switch between shooting milkshakes or pancakes.
Yep.
And the bunnies are jumping all over the place going insane.
Yeah.
And
you're supposed to hit them.
You're supposed to hit them and you get points based on hitting them and you're shooting. And if you shoot your friend there in the face with a pancake, there is syrup all over their face.
Because
I kept shooting you in the face with it.
Oh, and
it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But it, again, this looks real. I liked this better because it is all animated, where Star Wars, even though, yes, it's technically animated, it's supposed to be real people.
Right.
And while it is extremely immersive, this one just had something else to it. Like, I don't know what. I think the graphics and all are about as good. I don't know if there was a major improvement. There are still minor glitches. If you raise your hand in front of you the wrong way one time, your hand doesn't appear, and you lower it and come back, and it's there. I mean, so there's still small glitches, right. But overall, really, really good.
One thing with Star Wars, though, I feel like there was more smell and, like, the
We didn't
heat.
Get any smell, and I wonder if something was wrong, because in the pre-show, they even mentioned about Ralph burping, and, like, would you smell it later? So I think something was up with smell. That maybe
but
was
anyways,
down.
We did feel heat. That was really cool.
Yep.
And then we moved into another.
Yeah, kind of the final game where you're looking out over the internet.
Yeah.
The way that it's portrayed in the movie, where this internet, you know, it is like a big city, basically. Oh, and the first initial ride in, you could like look down.
Oh, that was
and
crazy.
Around and see all this stuff was cool. So we're back at that basically, and you're looking around, and there's all these. They've kind of discovered that you're there, and that we're not game. We're not, you know, from a game that we kind of broke into this internet
so
gaming
you still
world.
Got to shoot them.
So you still got to shoot all these things. There's little like bots that are trying to get
you.
We
missed one. Was five. There was these bugs that we kept hitting.
Oh, that was kind of because that was kind of like
was
an in between.
That
was coming.
Out,
that was coming out of like the Galactic. Looking game, and the bugs are flying around, and I think it was a holding room because the group in front of us had not gone on to the next section yet. Is my guess.
Well, it was neat,
and it was
I
cool.
And
you're swatting at these little bugs
and
stuff.
Yeah,
and they'd blow up. That's right. So now we get into the final one, and you're actually standing almost on a ledge overlooking the internet as it's portrayed, and you still got your blaster, and you're shooting at all these different things. And then you know Ralph and Vanellope finally come. You get back on their little ship and they take you out of there. All right. Right now, we can go play Star Wars or Ralph Breaks VR. Which would you do? Me too. Well, I think I'm going to do it again this week. I'm hoping Matt and I are going to go do it.
Oh.
Or Jared and I will. Or maybe Jared, Matt, and I get a chance to do it or something. But the scoring element, as soon as we were done and I knew what the games were, like I wanted to play again immediately.
Yeah,
and as amazing as Star Wars was, and I did it, you know, I've done it four or five times. I didn't have the feeling of like I could go right back in and play it again right this second,
right?
Where I did here. One thing I will say, if you notice, there's two triggers. There's one trigger on your trigger finger. There was another one, kind of where your pinky and ring finger would be.
Okay.
So what I actually did was almost just move my. I kept moving my hands, all of my fingers. So it was almost like I was double tapping the guns.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't beat you by that much either, actually.
Okay.
And it takes a little bit to start to get used to. Like, the pancakes fly a lot further than the milkshakes. You know, so for longer shots, you do pancakes. For shorter ones, you could do milkshakes. But I absolutely loved it. You know, you come out, they'll ask you to pose for a photo. They'll snap your photo. They get all the gear off.
I was a little disappointed in that because I thought it was going to be, like, maybe more, like, with Ralph and Vanellope in it.
But it was just like what we got. Yeah, it would have been cool if maybe they superimposed them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we already had a photo from when we did Star Wars VR that we bought. You have an option to purchase them.
And I think we did not.
They're not that. I wonder if they were like $10. I don't think it was that bad. Yeah. And afterwards, we did get emailed a little video.
That was cute.
That actually showed us going in initially and then coming out at the end. And it showed some overlay of what the game looked like. So I loved it. You know, $30 to $33 a person is expensive. This is overall from the time you sign in to the time you walk out. Shy of a 30-minute experience, maybe 10 to 15 minute of gameplay, but I think it's worth every single penny.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It is an absolute blast.
Yes,
literally.
Uh huh.
Anything else you want to talk about with Ralph Breaks VR? This
I don't think so.
It was funny because Matt asked me this question. He has not seen the movie yet. He said, "Does it either ruin the movie or the game?" I would say no, but it helped. Like if you've seen the movie, you'll have a little more understanding of the game.
But I think if you do the game
and then you go see the movie, it's going to just relate that way too. Right. I think it relates either way.
Yeah.
Now,
because it's not spoiling anything.
No, it's not spoiling. And that was his fear: is it going to spoil? It did not spoil anything in the movie. But if you've seen the movie, then you've kind of already seen the way that this internet city looks, and so it's cool to fly through,
right?
And you know exactly what's going on with these the bunny and the kitty and the milkshake and pancake stuff.
Well, you can see that.
Well, that's true. That's in the trailer,
right?
Yeah, that's true. So you would know that no matter what, right? It wasn't in the actual movie. That's true. That's a good point. Are you ready to move on?
Sure.
To Coronado Springs construction update. Dun dun dun.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk first. And, you know, since we last talked about Coronado, we do have some updates. This isn't going to be news to most people, but they have named the tower the Grand Destino Tower. And it opens July 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And
guess who's going to be
there? Who's going to be? Who? Are you going to be there?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We should meet up.
We should. Maybe we will. So the tower, set to open in July 2019, will be the new main entrance point for visiting guests, adding a total of 545 new guest rooms, including 50 suites, to the resort, as well as being home to a gorgeous two-story lobby. A themed table service restaurant is also coming to the top of Grand Destino. I almost said a bad word. Destino Tower, which will provide incredible views of Walt Disney World Resort. So when we were looking and we had Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience,
yes.
Here is one thing I will say, highly recommend Melissa, but highly recommend a travel agent in general. When these opened a few weeks ago for booking for these July 9th dates,
right?
I don't know if it booked up. I mean, I don't know what happened, but for several hours after it opened, it was not available to book online. It had to be a call-in travel agent. It was available for agents.
Wow.
So I'm texting back and forth with Melissa. She's getting all the info for me. And that's what, and again, that's what I love about her is there I'm going, how much is a regular room? And she sends me back pricing on four or five different options just so I could see. And because of that, we ended up going club level. And so pricing, for example, a standard room for two nights, July 9th, checking out on the 11th, was $573. A water view was $702, a club level $816. All right. So first off, this is so much cheaper than I would have ever guessed this was going to open at.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking my calculator. Oh,
he's
God.
He's going to do math.
What's 573 divided by 2?
I don't know.
It's what is it? Like the 265 range? Somewhere around there.
Sure.
So if we do 573 divided by 2, 286 a night. That's not bad for what this is. I mean, this is brand new, the absolute newest resort in a sense, newest building, newest rooms at Disney.
Yeah.
That's not horrible for club level. You know, we're paying basically $408 a night for two nights. We're not 100% sure what this club level is going to look like.
Better include some good stuff.
I hope it is on the level of what they do at the deluxe resorts because no other moderate has a club level. This is the only moderate with a club level, so we don't know what to compare it to.
Okay.
Now, prior to them tearing down the business section of rooms and where they built this tower, we had stayed in one of those rooms 2 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. We met Christina and her family there. And we paid $30 a night upgrade to be in this closest building. And then it had morning and evening business class is what they were calling it, I think. Snacks. So in the morning you had like some pastries and fresh fruits, coffee, tea, soda, juices. In the evening you had more of what was like a happy hour. You had some I don't know, was it like cheese plates? You had wine, beer, sodas. There were couches or big screen TV, so you could just sit and hang out. So I don't know if club level is going to be the same. I hope not. I hope it's going to really step up and this is going to provide like really good food all day long.
We'll see.
So it'd be very interesting to see.
Back.
So also you get a unique rooftop table service restaurant. This is called Toledo. You're going to get tapas, steak and seafood, and this will open with the tower. You're also getting Three Bridges Bar and Grill, which will be located on an island in the middle of the resort's 14-acre lake, Lago Dorado. Obviously we're
that
not
doesn't
six,
come with it. You have to get reservations.
Right. You have to get reservations. We're not 6 months out yet from opening day. So I would imagine that would be, no, it'd be what, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah. My guess is January 9th or around there is when reservations will open for these restaurants because you'd be at your 6 month.
Snag them?
Definitely. We'll try and do one of each, you know, one evening and then the other the next day. How's the tower looking? What do you think? What you want to talk a little bit about the construction progress as far as this goes?
When we pulled in, where you could go and they actually had the arm to stop you. And then the security guy asks, you know, or woman asks if you have a reservation and then asks for an ID. And then she lifts the arm and you get to go. This was moved. And this was a little key, like little
More like a kiosk.
Yes. Like,
I mean, it's not permanent.
No, not by any means. And there was only one person and you couldn't go. Like if you've already checked in, couldn't go around. It was just, so that was a little different.
Yep.
But the whole front was,
the parking lot is done now.
But then, I mean, golly, that entrance is just going to be...
It's going to be insane.
Crazy.
Again, two-story, gigantic, grand entrance. You can tell when you pull up, I mean, this is going to be, I think, impressive. Yeah. The outside of the building is really getting finished up. I can see where paint and stuff's probably coming not too long as they start to really work on the inside.
We picked out our room, said that was...
We were trying to guess which one might be our room in the future or for July. There, you can see up top the rooftop restaurant coming into shape, and it's these huge glass like domes.
Yeah,
so
it's really
I think views of fireworks are going to be absolutely incredible here at night having dinner.
That's what you need to
That's
get
what I want to try and plan is get like an 8 p.m. dinner or something.
Okay.
So we'll see what we can do there. But it's really coming along. I think it's going to be gorgeous. The staff is excited.
Yep.
Panchito's gift shop is done. Completely reopened.
Yep.
And this is in
nice.
The main building. It looks
very nice.
I think it looks good. I'd seen some complaints on the interwebs, on the social media accounts and the YouTubes.
That's sad. Why?
Well, that people just think they took away theming and that it's plain. I liked it. I thought it fits into the overall theming and the of this entire resort.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
You had
and
the Panchito statue. Looks like it was kind of made out of sand. So I really liked it.
Yeah.
El Mercado de Coronado, the quick service, was finished up recently, even our last trip in October. Huge, huge sort of improvement. Couldn't think of the word improvement. They used to have these big, huge, clunky, all-wood tables and chairs that you could
so
barely move. They've opened it up. I really, really like what they've done here.
Yep.
So we got in, and if you go to the last episode, which was what, episode 131, we do talk about, us getting into a room, and we had gone to see our friend Aaron, who's a cast member there, and we went back down once we were all suited up and dressed up for Neil Patrick Harris and got a picture with them. It was still a lot of the Pop Warner and the cheerleading, so it was insane. The check-in area and all, but we got a chance to talk to Aaron and see him and just absolutely love chatting with him, love seeing him. I'm going to make sure I stop in and see him when I'm down there this week. Technically, I think it'll be today when this episode comes out that I'm hoping to pop in and say hello. Uh-huh. So here's something that I think is really cool that we get to talk about, that we got to see, is the current executive suite.
Now they're not taking this away, correct?
I don't know, because I do remember Aaron mentioning last time when we had a chance to stay in the junior suite, which was two rooms.
Right. He said they
but were separate but combined. He had mentioned that those were probably going to convert back because they're opening these 50 suites up here.
Correct.
This, I don't know, because this would take major construction to combine this room.
Five.
Yeah. So rooms. So let's talk about it. First of all, there's only two of these, I believe he said.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally takes the space of five standard size rooms, yes, all chained together.
Yes.
Walls and stuff have been removed in a few of them to make very, very open areas.
Yes.
There are two different entrances.
Yes.
One
has a nice black mat.
Yeah, so that, yeah, yeah.
To wipe your feet.
So you can and figure out where you are. This is a two bedroom. Yes. One bedroom has a king and a huge master bath. I mean,
yep.
Ridiculous master bath. The other bedroom has two queen beds. You get a pull out couch. You do have 2.5 full baths.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
two full baths and one half bath.
That's 2.5. Oh yeah, 2.5 baths. Not 2.5 full baths. Right. 2.5 baths. I got to there.
Funny.
Okay. You do have a two different dining areas. You have a small 4-person
mm-hmm.
kind of dining area, and then you have a huge like executive table.
Yes.
Where I think all the important meetings happen. Mm-hmm. That would sit 8, and this thing was grand, all decked out in wood,
the
and the chandelier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was beautiful. You get a wet bar, which is had I think 3 or 4 seats around a countertop. Behind it was a sink, a decent size half fridge.
Yep,
some storage space. A really nice Keurig with like a touch screen, a digital like LED touch screen on it. You have a living room with couch, and I want to say 70-inch at least HD TV. You still have TVs in each of the bedrooms, so you have 3 total.
Yep.
And then you have some small, they're probably 60-inch. And then you have some small workspaces throughout.
Yes.
This is cocoa themed, technically. It's very minor cocoa themed.
Yeah.
But it has some really amazing cocoa artwork, which was awesome.
Yes.
Now, if you have seen the refurbs at Coronado, it's all that same feeling and colors and all, though. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It is. This was the coolest room I've ever seen at Disney that we've personally seen.
Yes.
You know, and I know there's 2 and 3 bedroom grand villas and stuff at some of the deluxes and all. We have not seen those. I would like to one day maybe, but this was incredible looking. And I love these refurbs. I love these colors. I love the feel that these rooms have. They feel like home.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you sound like you looked like you were going to say something.
Well, you started to say we didn't see any Christina when she stayed.
We did see that was a 2-bedroom at Animal Kingdom.
It was where it was the kitchen. It was a full fridge.
Yeah, it was a full kitchen.
I don't know if it was a full kitchen. Was there a stove? Anyways,
I don't remember.
And then there was a bathroom up front.
Yep.
And then she had her master bedroom. But then the boys slept on there was a pull-out couch.
Was it a pull-out couch? Okay.
So I think it was considered, what do you call it, 1-bedroom, like.
Yeah.
But anyways, So, I mean, we've seen that.
Yeah.
And then we haven't seen any bigger, obviously, or anything.
Right, yeah.
But this was.
Yeah. And I mean, and this comes, you know, normal price for this, you look up online, I mean, it can run $1,200 a night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does sleep 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, to be honest, it's one of those things you have to think. Now, if you have a big family, you know, if you're a family with 4 kids or you're going with another family, I mean, this certainly could be an option.
Yeah.
And you would have to look at, let's just say a standard room was going to be $250 for the night and you're going to have to get 3 of them. You're at $750. Is it worth spending a few extra $100 per night to have this big living room where everybody can kind of congregate and have a space, even though there's not a full kitchen, where you have a full dining table that people could sit down at if you had room service or, you know, so, yeah. I mean, it's something to consider.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you would have 2 people on a pull-out couch, but you fit 2 in the king, you fit 2 in the couch, queen. 2 in each queen. Yep. So you do have a total of 8 people that this could sleep. And then you could line up like 10 people on that executive size dining table if they would let you.
Well, I was going to say too. I mean, if some kids wouldn't mind sleeping on the floor, there's plenty of space.
Oh my God, yeah. And so, that bathroom.
I started to say, we didn't talk about the master bathroom at all, but it was beautiful. These concrete bowls for your sinks.
Yeah, those
sinks.
Were cool.
And they were two, so yep. You have your, each has one. This big...
what do you call that kind of tub? There's a name for it.
Not garden tub.
No? I don't know what it would be called.
Small pool?
Seriously. It is this big, beautiful tub, and it's the centerpiece as you walk into the bathroom.
It is really cool.
And it's not like a clawfoot tub, you know, no. But it's because it doesn't have feet
right.
or anything. But there's like a wardrobe closet on the
I
left.
I started to say, yeah, there's that big one with two full mirrors.
Yeah,
you
on
open
the outside.
It up so
oh, and were they on the inside or outside? Inside yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's really neat because when you look at the, I guess, straight, if you walk in and then you turn and you're looking straight, so if you're...
To your right,
and you're looking straight, you have these two, what are those called?
Glass doors?
Yeah, but what are they?
They're frosted.
Thank you. The frosted glass doors. I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't think of that word.
Words
frosted
are hard.
Frosted glass doors. So I was like, what is that? Is it his and her shower?
That's what
like,
I thought at first.
I didn't even. And so we opened them, obviously. And one is a nice big toilet space.
Yeah, room. Toilet room.
And then a nice, cool looking shower.
Huge shower.
Very huge.
With frosted glass door. You got your little fancy pull off handle thing with the wand or whatever, I guess. It's cool because it doesn't have like the traditional big center drain. If
no,
you
it's
notice,
got
it's like this little strip at the end that the water slowly runs into.
That's really cool. And it's all stone, I believe.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was beautiful.
It made you feel like an executive.
It sure did.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. So you know, the construction is coming along really, really well. This is, I want to say, our fourth time
this year
being at Coronado. I kept wanting to say Colorado.
Colorado.
It was like our fourth time being at Coronado in the past year since they started construction. We've never been bothered by it.
Oh, no.
You can tell, I think, that like Aaron and his staff are stepping their game up even more than usual.
Yeah.
Because I think they do understand that, you know, for some people, this might be tough.
I was
just
saying, I think they feel
but,
like they have to, unfortunately, just because of... You know, some things.
Yeah. But Aaron introduced us to a couple of the other people. Gail, we got to meet, and I don't remember the other lady's name. I wish I did. It took the picture of us and all. But everybody, you can just tell, like, I love the staff here. I love the grounds. You know, while we were waiting for our room the day we got there, we walked the grounds a little bit again.
And they did actually, they're getting so much more done in the island.
Yeah,
restaurant basically. Yep. They actually put sides on one
like,
of the
like wrought iron, black wrought iron, like siding walking down.
But it's pretty.
It's gonna be amazing because you know it's gonna all be lit up with
absolutely.
Lights lining that whole thing,
and
you're
gonna
walk out to this amazing on a lake restaurant.
That's cool.
Which is gonna have some meeting space and all like
and the pool was supposed to be done.
It's back open. It opened the day we left.
Yep.
It opened, the day after we left, I think.
Yeah.
But it's back open.
Stuck our heads in there and kind of peeked around and very pretty, very, very nice.
Everything's got a fresh coat of paint. Siesta's has a great new bright colors. They added like some mossy grass to the pyramid.
Yeah,
the
it was
giant
cool.
pyramid and all. And just it looks amazing. I mean, and so really now your entrance is still a bit under construction.
But
the lake bar and restaurant is under construction and the tower is under construction.
Yes.
But everything else is done because your quick service is done. Your gift shop is done. Everything else is done. All the rooms are done. And I can't recommend this place enough. You can still get really good rates even prior to the tower opening. I would recommend if you're going to go multiple times in the year, you book one before July at Coronado because you're still going to absolutely love it. And you book once that tower opens and go ahead and see about getting in that tower. I'm not even ready to see what that's going to look like because I think it's just going to be.
Cool.
I mean, after seeing what they did over at Caribbean Beach, which is gorgeous, this is going to be insane.
Yep.
I'm so excited for it.
Me too.
Anything else you wanted to add, either VR or Tower, or just random thoughts in Rhonda's head? We don't want to get into those. If you are not part of the Facebook group, you want to go out and ask to join the Capture the Magic community. I'm there all week. Ron and the kids are joining me Thursday night. Jared and Jamie are there all week. We'll be having live streams. We'll be doing stuff in the group. And if you go to ctmvip.com, you might see a little bit extra. We're going to start doing live streams of the rooms that we do every month are going to be exclusive to Club 32. And this week, that means you get a live stream of my room.
Oh, my Lord.
And you don't want me to probably live stream our hobo camper.
Mm-mm.
But you get a live stream of the Fort Wilderness Campground and the Stein. I don't have a name for the camper. Hobo camper. That's what we're calling HC.
Okay.
So you get to see our camper, and you will never be the same when it's done.
I apologize in advance.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And while you're out there doing all this stuff on the internet, go ahead and leave us a rating and review.
Yes, because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon. On this episode, we review Ralph Breaks VR, the newish. On this episode, we review Brauch. Oh, crap. This is not good. This is bad already. Don't get the giggles. On this episode, we review Ralph Breaks VR, the newest edition.
The newest edition.
I know. I know the word.
Newish.
My mouth can't say the word.